The tiny Indian EV that could. The Riva was never meant to compete with gasoline cars. When it appeared at the turn of the millennium, it didn't promise speed, long range, or highway capability. It offered something far more radical for its time, a small, lightweight electric car designed specifically for dense urban life, one that could be plugged into a standard wall socket at home. That clarity of purpose is what makes the Riva one of the most important early electric vehicles of the modern era. The Riva's focus on urban mobility paved the way for future EV designs that prioritized practicality and convenience over range and performance. But first, some background on what is the second of what may become a series of stories of homebrewed, localized, could we say organic or endemic, electric vehicles coming from many countries? Clean Technica already wrote about the Canta, a fossil fuel-turned battery-powered microcar in the Netherlands. We discovered so many hidden gems not through a Google search, but by asking sources from different countries about the many early EV attempts, inventions, and failures. The Riva, like the Canta, is one of the few that was able to scale. Also, Clean Technica already wrote about the Riva in 2009. Instead of chasing automotive norms, Riva inventor Chetan Maney and his team engineered for constraints. Battery technology in 2001 was expensive and energy poor, so the car had to be extremely light. The solution was a steel space frame wrapped in dent-resistant ABS plastic panels, reducing mass while keeping the body resilient in low-speed urban traffic. Under the floor sat a 48-volt pack made up of 8 lead-acid batteries feeding a 4.8 kilowatts motor. This innovative design allowed the Riva to achieve its modest yet impressive range and speed, making it an early success story for electric vehicles. One useful modern perspective comes from automotive content creator Faisal Khan, whose retrospective drive of the Riva highlights exactly why it was misunderstood. Experiencing the car in real-world conditions, he emphasizes how its limitations, low speed, short range, minimal refinement, only appear as weaknesses when viewed through the lens of conventional cars. In an urban context, those same traits become logical outcomes of its design brief rather than failures of engineering. His YouTube review from 2022 is still online. This perspective underscores the importance of considering the unique needs and constraints of different environments when designing electric vehicles. By current EV standards, the Riva's 65 km per hour top speed and an 80 km range sound modest. In 2001, they were enabling. The Riva could recharge from a standard 15-amp home outlet, eliminating the need for dedicated infrastructure and redefining what refueling meant. Charging where you live, now a foundational assumption of the global EV transition, was embedded in the product from the start. This forward-thinking approach helped pave the way for the widespread adoption of electric vehicles we see today.